This goes to Dr. Kozlovski, K-O-Z-L-O-V-S-K-I, X989-463-1534, regarding Michelle Roe, R-O-E, date of birth 12-20 of 1970. Dear Dr. Kozlovski, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Roe with diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria, and hypertension. Her last visit was October 21st, 2024. She's feeling well. Weight is unchanged. Her biggest complaint is she's having redness and swelling and limited motion in her distal interphalangeal joints and her hands. And her left index finger is the most painful and most affected. She has not discussed this with you yet, so I've advised her to make an appointment and have you check this. She may need lab studies to check for inflammatory arthritis. She wondered if any of this was gout, but it involves too many fingers on both hands to be, it's unlikely that it's gout. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications. I want to highlight Actos 15 milligram daily. Maxide is 75/51 daily. Toprol XL 100 milligram daily. Mounjaro is 10 milligrams weekly. Also Lantus, Flonase nasal spray, Crestor singular, and Allegra. Physical exam, weight 254 pounds, 82, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130/78. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese and non-tender, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 10th, 2025. Creatinine is 1.0, calcium 9.0, albumin 4.5, phosphorus 3.5, electrolytes are normal, hemoglobin 11.2, normal white count, normal platelets, intact parathyroid hormone is 75.5. Assessment and plan, 1, diabetic nephropathy with improved renal function, 2, proteinuria, currently stable, and 3, hypertension. The patient will have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.